Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Viagens by Anselmo Ralph. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Viagens by Anselmo Ralph was released on September 30th, 2022, under Bom Som Panela Recording Portugal. It has 6 songs, 18 minutes, 14 seconds of runtime, 7 features, and multiple producer placements. That includes Tiago Araújo, Ariel, Edu Monteiro, It's Mike, Dausch, and more. These days, Anselmo Ralph can go a long while without necessarily dropping projects compared to what we see on the popular side of the continent, and that has become sort of his MO. Even then, he is on the back of an EP roughly about 18 months ago, dropped as an extension to his 2020 album. He takes his time with the music, and he has done well with the build-up of this new EP, Viagens, by having some pretty successful singles behind him in the form of Como Se Te Fosse Perder and Senão Tem No Chão. However, these are not the only singles we already knew from the EP, with 3 further songs being released already in 2022. What you then get is a Waterfall Strategy release with 1 new song on this EP, which is track 1, Dando Love, where he teams up with Gab. The collaborations on Viagens offer a very versatile take on Anselmo Ralph's music in general. It's primarily R&B, and then you'll get some general sprinkles of soul, zouk, kizomba, and pop, a really pop type sound. You will find plenty of the acoustic guitar in his music, and that has been the case for a long time now as well. The collabos come in to add things like rap and different vocal textures just to give that fullness to each song. I wonder if Viagens is more targeting Portugal and Brazil than Angola. Firstly, considering that Anselmo Ralph is probably one of the most internationally renowned Angolan musicians. And in some sense, when you look at the cast on the EP and the feel of the music, you can't, it gravitates towards being more for the international market. But Anselmo Ralph has always had a special place in his home country. Viagens is a sonically pleasing project, and comparing to what comes out of Afrobeats and just the wider African market, it's high up there. It can sometimes be hard to determine a standard in genres you don't always hear a lot of on the continent, especially when we look at countries. We aren't always getting the same pipeline of music, such as from Nigeria or South Africa, as an example. Anselmo Ralph, luckily, is in a lane of upper echelon musicians where it's an expectation to drop high quality everything. This is like label standard, right? He has been huge in the Luso R&B space for a couple of decades, focusing mostly on romantic songs. And this EP, Viagens, will instantly strike a chord and doesn't venture far from what we already like about him. So fans of old, you're well taken care of. And new fans, I think there's a single or two that could really capture your attention. I rate Viagens a 7.5 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.